Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
It is 19 past the hour. It seems like there are so many troubling situations we're having to deal with, but the good Rev is on it. From New York, Reverend Al Sharpton. Good morning, Reverend Al. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Skip. Good morning, Gary. Let me start by saying I want to thank the thousands that came from around the country last week here to New York for National Action Network's convention. It was hugely successful, and people can go to nationalactionnetwork.net to see some of what the deliberations were if you couldn't make it. I left Saturday afternoon right before the convention ended and went to Charleston, North Charleston, South Carolina, around the case of Brother Scott, who was killed, as we probably all know by now, shot in the back by a North Charleston policeman. What was different about this, though, was that when I was contacted that Saturday before last about the shooting by Brother Johnson and Reverend Nelson Rivers, who head our chapter there, most of law enforcement in the city were against Scott and saying that things that would disparage him. When the video surfaced that Monday, the mayor and police chief reversed and arrested and charged the policeman that shot Scott in the back. He's held without bail today. Now, there's a troubled history with the mayor and police chief in that city, and certainly there needs to be change. But I went in Sunday and preached at Reverend Rivers Church, and the mayor and police chief was there, to say that I commended that they did what we've not been able to get other police chiefs and mayors to do. They arrested a man based on prima facie evidence. That's all we said should have happened with Zimmerman. It took us months of protest to happen. There's a videotape just like one in North Charleston in New York on Eric Garner. They have yet to make an arrest. You do not need a grand jury. You do not need an indictment to make arrests. You need to just abide by the law. If there's a prima facie case, you make an arrest, you allow a grand jury and a prosecutor to decide later on an indictment and later a trial jury to decide on guilt. Isn't it ironic? In a state that still flies the Confederate flag, they're teaching the North how to follow the law when it comes to police.
Thank you, Reverend Al, for all you do. We appreciate you very much.